From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
The rotunda of the United States Capitol was packed for the ceremony to award the Congressional Gold Medal. Families had come from all over the country to see what most had never expected, the government's recognition of the achievements of the Tuskegee Airmen 60 years later. At the beginning of World War II, the armed forces were still segregated. In response to a lawsuit, the U.S. Army Air Corps agreed to an experiment to train Negro aviators at Tuskegee University. They were expected to fail, but the Tuskegee Airmen, as they were called, amassed a remarkable record defending bombers on missions in Europe and challenging racism at home. My dad, James B. Williams, was a first lieutenant and engineering officer. He and 100 other Tuskegee Airmen refused to sign an order establishing a whites-only officers' club at Freeman Field, Indiana. They were arrested for refusing a direct order from a superior officer, a crime punishable by death in wartime. The charges were later dropped, but a letter of reprimand stayed in their files until 1995. Historians have said their protests contributed to the integration of the armed services. On Thursday at the Rotunda, the excitement was almost unbearable. Then they entered. The crowd rose and the men walked to their seats to continuous applause. Some were in wheelchairs or used walkers, but overall they were surprisingly sound. If their step had slowed, their backs were still straight. Speaker after speaker thanked the men for their service. An honor long overdue was a repeated phrase. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell asked a profound question. Why did you serve a nation that would not serve you? You still believed in a vision of what America could be. I asked my dad how it felt. He said it was rewarding and they deserved it. He said he never imagined they would get the recognition. My family couldn't stop telling him how proud we are. He was beaming. It might be a lasting condition. I think he might have had his Tuskegee Airman cap permanently attached to his head. That procession of elderly African-American men parading into the rotunda of the United States Capitol to finally get their due, I'll never forget it. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.